Georgia's governor taking Atlanta's mayor to court over her handling of the coronavirus pandemic in the city. We'll discuss that. Plus, Mike Pence seeks to make this election a choice between what he sees as a socialist Biden and Donald Trump. And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg battling cancer yet again. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Governor Brian Kemp, Republican governor of Georgia, is suing the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, over her proposal to move back to phase one, given the current state of COVID in her city of Atlanta. This involves mask wearing. This involves voluntary business closure considerations. Brian Kemp is trying to make a point here that the localities cannot usurp how he wants to do this statewide. But it seems quite clear that what Brian Kemp is really doing is some of Donald Trump's work. After Trump appeared in Atlanta this week, landed at the airport, was not wearing a mask in violation of the law, and Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor there, is one of Joe Biden's contenders for his vice presidential selection. So clearly, there's some politics at play, which is precisely how Keisha Lance Bottoms sees it.
I do believe it's personal retaliation, and he sued us personally. He did not sue the city of Atlanta. He filed suit against myself and our city council personally. And again, it is a complete waste of time and money to file suit against the capital city of the state in which he is supposed to lead.
I don't know that we'll ever get to the day where we see Brian Kemp in court with Keisha Lance Bottoms in this matter. And we learn from the Center for Public Integrity, who got a hold of a document of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, recommendations for Georgia. But it's precisely what Keisha Lance Bottoms is prescribing. That's what the White House Coronavirus Task Force is also suggesting in place for Georgia. But Brian Kemp is clearly doing some of the president's political bidding here and clearly sees it as an advantage for him to take on the mayor of Atlanta. When politics and science intersect, it is very hard to find a resolution because the science, the virus, is actually not susceptible to politics. Here's what else matters today. Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States and Donald Trump's most high profile, a surrogate on the campaign trail, obviously, out in one of these former blue wall states yet again today in Wisconsin to deliver a scathing new campaign message against Joe Biden.
You know, I thought Joe Biden won the Democrat primaries, but looking at their unity agenda, it looks to me like Bernie won. When you look at their agenda, the only thing that ended up unifying was Joe Biden to the radical left.
The Trump campaign is eager to move this election from what it is right now, clearly a referendum on Donald Trump and his handling of the virus, to a choice between Trump and Biden. And Pence, out on the trail today in Wisconsin, was doing his job with a new speech that is likely to be the frame that the campaign is going to use to try and take Biden down a peg from now through Election Day. The problem so far for the Trump campaign, this is not their first attempt at this, and it hasn't been working yet. But certainly, there is the clear belief of the campaign that perhaps painting Biden as a socialist will help win back some of those Republicans who have just started straying away from the president of late, perhaps get them back into the fold. And a final note today, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced publicly that she is undergoing chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer. This woman is unbelievable. She has been battling cancer time and again over the last couple decades of her life. And she put out a letter today saying that on May 19th, she began a course of chemotherapy to treat this recurrence. She said that a periodic scan in February, followed by a biopsy, revealed lesions on her liver. I don't know a Democrat in Washington who doesn't fear this more than almost anything else, that somehow Ruth Bader Ginsburg will not be able to continue her service on the court, and that Donald Trump, before November's election, can try with Mitch McConnell's help to get the court in an even more conservative direction. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes clear she's not going anywhere. She says in her letter to the public, "I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'd really appreciate your feedback on this podcast as we work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. Please go visit cnn.com/podcast survey to share your thoughts with us.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.